Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Tweet me at the Denton Day. Our conversation right now with 301-230-0980. How much would you pay Terry McLaurin, knowing and taking into consideration the Courtland Sutton deal? 4 years, $92 million. That's 23 a year. And considering what Adam Schefter said yesterday, that he wants significantly more than DK Metcalf, who is getting $33 million a year. I'll give you my answer in a second. You can jump on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Max, do you have a number in mind? What would you give Terry?
Yeah, so funnily enough, after the Courtland Sutton deal came out, I was home, I was sitting out back, and I did this exercise a little bit myself, and I just kind of, you know, we're throwing numbers out there. That's pretty much all we're doing. That's all negotiations are. So what I have right now for Terry, I haven't really decided on the term, whether it's 3 or 4 years, but I that's the general idea. The $35 million signing bonus would, you know, initially get a bunch of money in his pocket, 30 APY, so either a 3 year deal or 4 year deal worth either 90 or 120, with $75 million guaranteed. And again, just throwing numbers out there, but these are the numbers that, you know, my brain came up with that seemed reasonable.
So I did some math, and I would give him 27 a year.
Okay.
I go 4 years, 27 per, that's roughly about $108 million. And then of the guarantees, I would maybe guarantee a little extra. So Courtland Sutton got 4 years, $92 million, 41 guaranteed, which really is not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at a bunch of contracts, and I'll share some of this information after I take some calls here. But I was looking at a bunch of contracts, and the guaranteed number with most receivers is really not as high as you would have thought it would be. So he's getting 4 years, 92, 41. I would give Terry 4 years, 108, which is roughly 27 a year. And then I would guarantee probably about 60 to 65 million of that, fully guaranteed. Yeah. Say, hey, this is like for all the good stuff, the intangibles, we're fully guaranteeing you this. We want to make sure you retire as a Commander. And again, as I mentioned, he's not going to get a better deal than that next year, even if it isn't exactly what he wants. From a long-term perspective, like I get betting on yourself, and you know, Terry's story is great with that because he went to an Ohio State camp as a high school player. Urban Meyer said, I don't think you can catch very well, and then he caught like 1,000 balls 2,000 balls, pause.
I thought it was 200 a day.
200 a day, right? Like something just insane. And then Urban Meyer was like, you put the work and you bet on yourself, I'm gonna sign you. This situation is a little bit different because there are just age restrictions and the NFL is ageist. You'll cancel them for that if you want to, but they are ageist. What say you? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. How much would you give Terry McLaurin in a contract per season, considering what Courtland Sutton got and considering what DK Metcalf has got this offseason? Let's start with Bob in DC. Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, man. Myself personally, man, Terry's a true number one receiver. So I'm looking around 31 to 32. You gotta give him a million more than Ayuk and Amon St. Brown just because they signed a year ago. So you don't go. You don't have to go max DK Metcalf because, as we know, that's a team friendly deal as far as the guarantees and everything that are in place. But I'm thinking 31, 32 is a sweet spot for me for Terry. I can't go below that because the other guys is below the 30 threshold, number two receivers. So one fam less than 30, you might as well just trade him for Devontae Smith. If you think that he's less than a number two receiver, I'm not saying that. I'm just speaking hypothetically. You know, I think Terry's a true number one receiver. He's the top receiver in one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL. And one of the reasons is because of him. Not just saying just Jaden. He has a large part of us being a prolific offense. I'm thinking 31, 32. Attorney's an agent. I mean, we got a sports group, and I go to negotiate forms so we get this deal done. I'm ready for the football. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Bob, I appreciate it. So I understand the perspective in which you're coming from. Brandon Ayuk got $30 million last year, but Brandon Ayuk just turned 27. That was his first extension. You got to remember, it's important to remember, this is Terry's second extension. So he had his first extension with the Ron Rivera era. We know about that, right? He signed it in June. He wants to be here. They got the deal done. That's the deal that he's playing off of now. Brandon Ayuk got his second extension last year, and that was $30 million per year. But the thing with Brandon Ayuk is that I do think is important to mention, Brandon Ayuk also had in 2023 a 1,300-yard season. Unfortunately, Terry McLaurin does not have that. Ayuk had 1,000 yards in 2022 and then 1,300 in 2023, with in 2023 Deebo Samuel missing some time. So he did kind of slide into the number one wide receiver role. And San Francisco understood that he's going to be our number one wide receiver for a long time to come, which is why they then traded Deebo Samuel here. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a completely different discussion, and this is not a discussion that is going to benefit Terry McLaurin in these contract talks, because Amon-Ra St. Brown had 1,200 yards last year, had 1,500 yards the year prior to that. He's had 22 touchdowns over the last two seasons. Amon-Ra St. Brown is not only a legit number one wide receiver, he is teeter-tottering on the idea of being a tier one wide receiver versus Terry McLaurin, who right now I would say is very much in the tier two. Like, if you look at tier ones as your Justin Jeffersons, Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown, maybe Tyreek Hill, the Tyreek Hill now probably not. CeeDee Lamb is in that conversation. I would say that Amon-Ra St. Brown is straddling the line between tier one and tier two, where Terry right now is a tier two wide receiver. That still puts him in the top 10 range, but you consider the age and how long this contract is going to be, and I don't think that they're going to give him $31 million. In fact, if they were offering $31 million and Terry McLaurin would be declining that right now, that would be relatively foolish from both him and his agent's perspective. 301-230-0980. How much would you pay Terry McLaurin based off of what we saw Courtland Sutton get yesterday? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin. Let's go to Jason in Laurel. Jason, what's going on?
Denton, what's up, man? Love to hear him this week. So to answer your question, I think his per year should be anywhere between 25 to 30 million. I mean, two of the points I'd like to make really quickly.
Yeah.
I love Terry. I'm 51. I've been a Redskins fan for a long time. I hate how Trent ended here, how Kurt ended here, how Art Monk ended here, how Brian Mitchell ended here. And I get how fans think, hey, we need to treat Terry the right way. Those situations are very different. One, it's a different group, different owner, different team name, different general manager and all that stuff. The other thing is the market is very different. People need to understand this college player played out of college. None of the second round guys signed until like a day or two before camp. These people are going to start asking for more and more money. I actually think Peters is doing a good job because I want Terry here, but I don't want to sign Terry to a ridiculous contract. And anything, in my opinion, over $30 million for him at his age and what he's given us would be a ridiculous contract. That being said, I would like him to be here, but you know, I don't think we should overpay him. And I hope Terry realizes that. And I hope the fans realize that, you know, you can't overpay for an aging receiver. Good teams don't do that.
You are correct, Jason. I agree with that, and I appreciate the call. You can't overpay for a wide receiver, especially considering the age. The age does become important when you start to throw around more than DK Metcalf. I think if you're just throwing around 30, like if you are under the assumption that he deserves $30 million a year, we can disagree on that, but I do still think in the realm of being fair that 30 is a number that is fair. Like T. Higgins got 28, but T. Higgins is definitively a number two wide receiver in Cincinnati. Admittedly, if T. Higgins goes to probably 25 other teams, he is their number one wide receiver. Like I think very, very highly of T. Higgins. But if you want to pay him, if Terry is saying I deserve at least a little bit more than T. Higgins, that is a conversation that I would at least entertain, but you can't give him $33 million the way that Adam Schefter reported or said, not reported, but said that he was asking for, wanting significantly more than DK Metcalf. One of the biggest Achilles heels in these discussions that Terry is going to have is that if you look over the course of his career, not just last season, but the course of his career, how many elite games does he have? The answer is not many. Like if you consider an elite game to be a buck 50 in multiple touchdowns, how many does he have? Not a lot. How many did he have last year? None. He had a couple multiple touchdown games, but he didn't have any game over 150 yards in multiple touchdowns. Now he was really, really close in the Saints game. You could argue he was really, really close in the Pittsburgh game, but they're not going to pay you based off of close. I mean, the Saints game, if there was a couple balls that were maybe not as, you know, just a fingertip away, he might go over 200 yards and four touchdowns. And then his numbers, because in the Saints game, he caught seven balls for 73. If you add another two of those, because if you remember that, you know, Jaden had that one. We just overshot him a little bit. There was one where Terry couldn't quite grab it. And these were deep shots. Like you're adding, if he connects on two of the three of those, or even just one of those, if he connects on one of those, you're adding another 60 yards and another touchdown, because he had that one, or he had two touchdowns in that Saints game. But you're adding another 60 yards and a touchdown, and 130 yards and three touchdowns is an elite game as a wide receiver, certainly. There's zero doubt about that. The problem is he does not have any legitimately elite games where he absolutely takes over. And everybody that is getting paid more than him right now, or at least in that echelon where he reportedly wants to be, has had at least an elite game or two and recently. So even though he was much better and he felt that like the whole offense felt like it ran through him a little bit more in 2025, not fully, obviously Jaden was the cog that made this wheel go. But even though it felt like it ran through him a little bit more and he had these 13 touchdowns, it never felt like he was a legitimate game wrecker, and he's asking to be paid like a legitimate game wrecker. And if you're going to ask for that, you better have a good number to back that up.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And unfortunately, there are no numbers that exist right now that would justify him being paid $33 million or significantly more. $28 million, those numbers exist. I think you can easily say $28 million, $27 million. If you want to say 30, you might stretch it a little bit, but then you can factor in some intangibles about how great he is to the organization, what it means to be a commander for the locker room, things that this front office and the coaching staff have all stressed over the last year and change since they have been here. But $33 million, there's no number that is going to suggest he deserves $33 million based off of the guys who are getting that, who have certain numbers that Terry, unfortunately, does not. Let's go to Steve in Columbia. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah, I'll just be glad when this is done. But I think the fair number is actually $30 million. And we have to look at Terry's value on this team, because I think if you take Terry away from this team, there's a big void that I don't think can be filled. And I hear all this stuff like, as long as you have Jaden, you don't have to worry about that. But I think you do have to worry about that, because even when Terry was here, sometimes there were problems getting him the ball. So I say $30 million is fair. I think he is better than Metcalf. Metcalf, we can say, was overpaid. I think he is better than T. Higgins. And I think he's below Brown. And as far as his age is concerned, we have to look at it straight up. He's unique. He doesn't get hurt. And his injury history isn't like some of these other guys. So I'd think 30. I'd leave it at that, 30.
Steve, I appreciate the call. That's a good call. Availability is what is going to separate him. Here's the thing with the T. Higgins conversations. T. Higgins had 911 yards last season, but he did not play the entire season. He played 12 games. He had 911 yards, including that Denver game, which I think was on a Thursday. No, that was on a Saturday when they were doing Saturday games. The game against Denver that Cincinnati needed to win, T. Higgins was legitimately unstoppable. He caught 11 passes, 131 yards, 3 touchdowns, and one of them was a game-winning touchdown. If you can show me a game where Terry has been legitimately unstoppable like that, now he's getting a lot of man coverage, yes, because Ja'Marr Chase is on the other side. And if you're picking your poison there, you're going to say, we're going to let T. Higgins beat us, not Ja'Marr Chase. But when you're looking at T. Higgins' numbers last year, you need to take into consideration that he played 5 games less than Terry McLaurin did, so the numbers specifically would be significantly higher, and he is getting 28. He's getting 28.75, so just a hair under $29 million per year. Also with T. Higgins, he would have been on his second year on the franchise tag this year, which would have been a fully guaranteed, I think, $26.5 million. So Cincinnati did, in a way, save themselves a little bit of money by not making that fully guaranteed number on the franchise tag, and you can kind of spread that out, lower the cap hit a little bit, which in theory was then helped with the Ja'Marr Chase contract, lowering his cap, and then they have not signed Trey Hendrickson, which you would think that would have been the way that did went, but I'm not here to general manage Cincinnati. I'm just talking about our team. So T. Higgins is also in an interesting situation because he is really, really good, but he just plays opposite of Ja'Marr Chase. Terry does not have that. And I do think what Steve mentioned needs to be circled, highlighted, written in bold. If you take Terry off of this offense, the offense does get worse. And your objective should be in year two with a rookie quarterback and realizing that this is going to be the final year that you have all of the great offensive coaches that you have. Cliff Kingsbury, David Blau, Tevita Pritchard, one, if not two, if not potentially three of those guys, all three of them, are going to be on different teams next year, assuming the season goes really well this year. Most of them got interviews for other positions, all of which being promotions, but Cliff, you know, potentially being a head coach in this league. With Blau and Pritchard, they were getting offensive coordinator interviews, or at least slight promotions like passing game coordinators and things of that nature. if this season goes really well, all three of them are going to get that, going to run through that cycle again, and it's very unlikely that you will keep all three of them. So you should not make the offense worse in year two of Jaden Daniels, understanding that this is going to be the final year where you get all of these great coaches around you. The objective is not to make Jaden's life harder. The objective is to make Jaden's life easier. Could he go out there and play Superman? He certainly could. Do we want to see Jaden Daniels go out there and play Superman? Absolutely not. It was fun last year. That should not be the normal, because we've seen in years past with other quarterbacks, when you ask the quarterback to be Superman, what happens is they start a podcast called Fourth and One, and then we debate whether they're better than Jalen Hurts or not, right? Like, we saw that with Cam Newton to an extent. We saw that with Andrew Luck. How did his career end? Not very well. Not on the most positive note, because he was tired of doing everything. So you don't want to make Jaden Daniels be Superman on a week-in, week-out basis, on a year-in, year-out basis. So you can't lose Terry McLaurin. You got to have him at least for this season, but you want him to be as locked in as possible, and I think paying him and then keeping him around. Because the other thing is, it's not like they have a wide receiver right now that's kind of waiting in the wings to take over as wide receiver one. Even if Debo is great this year, I don't know that he's going to be your long-term wide receiver one. There's nobody else, and do not get me started. As much as I loved talking to him, if you think that Jacory Brooks is going to be a dominant wide receiver for years to come, you are entitled to that opinion, but there's been nothing to showcase that. He was an undrafted free agent. I know everyone's falling in love with him. He was an undrafted free agent. He's not just going to walk in and be a superstar wide receiver for years to come. So you got to keep Terry here for at least a couple of years. I personally don't want to do the franchise tag thing. We did that with Kirk Cousins. It sucked with Kirk Cousins. I want Terry to be here long term and locked in. This is getting a little convoluted, though, with some of these numbers that are tossed around. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What would you pay Terry McLaurin in an extension based off of the numbers that we saw Courtland Sutton get yesterday? Jay is in Columbia. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, Denton. I think Adam Peters should keep his option open for looking for some trade options for who he can get in exchange for Terry. Somewhere in the Jackson Smith and Gedway type player. You got a guy who's on a four-year, $14 million contract. He had big productivity. My concern, I really like Terry, but my concern is that if you don't give him what he wants, is he going to be just a negative presence on the team? I mean, he seems like a pretty classy guy. The other thing, too, is you kept talking about the number of times he got caught from behind by the defense on some long runs. That's not going to get any easier for him as he continues to get older. What are your thoughts?
So I understand what you're getting at with the Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know, that contract is a very team-friendly contract in Seattle. As far as it relates to getting caught from behind, he did get caught from behind in that Cincinnati game. Obviously, that Cleveland play where he got caught from behind on that deep throw on, I think it was either the first or second drive from Jaden. It was a beautiful throw. It was a beautiful catch. But he also showcased later in the season in Detroit running away from guys. And in Philadelphia, running away from guys. So you did see a little bit of getting caught from behind, but you also saw, you know, running away from the defense and really running through contact, at least with that Detroit one, right? That was a screen where he kind of burst through a contact, and then he is off to the races for 66 yards. So I think you saw a little bit of both with that. The issue with trading Terry is that at this point, you're a little late. If you wanted to move on from him, the best opportunity would have been to move on from him prior to the NFL draft. So you can maximize his value and then replace him. Right now, there's no one that's going, like, Seattle is not going to trade you Jackson Smith and Jigba now. They're not going to do it. There's no one that's going to give you a valuable asset that you think would make this offense better or even come somewhat close to replacing the productivity of Terry. No one's going to give you that now. Even draft pick wise, no one's going to give you a great draft pick now. Even if they do, what are you going to do with a draft pick in July? It doesn't do you much for the 2025 season, because you have to consider if Terry's going to get traded, he's going to want to get paid by that team. So who's going to give up an asset to then give up, you know, potentially $30 million per season to pay Terry McLaurin? They're not doing that for Trey Hendrickson. He led the league in sacks. Terry is a good wide receiver, but he didn't lead the league in anything last year other than like contested catches, but you're not giving a guy $31 million because he's really good at contested catches. You're just not going to do that, especially if you are not Washington. Like, all of the great will that he is built up over the course of his career here and being a commander and being a guy that is loved by the fan base, that doesn't exist anywhere else. You know, he doesn't have that in New England. He doesn't have that in Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, just some of the teams that have been rumored. You mentioned Seattle. He doesn't have that in Seattle. All that goodwill, that great will, does not exist elsewhere. So his best place to get paid is here. He's not going to get any more money anywhere else than he will right here. As far as him being a distraction, if he doesn't get paid, I think once the season starts, the main thing is going to be the main thing. I do not foresee Terry being a locker room cancer that would be vastly against what his personality has been over the course of his career here in Washington. So I do not think that's going to happen. Once the season starts, I do believe he's going to be locked in, contract or no contract. I'm just hoping we don't have to cross that bridge and the season starts with a contract. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll continue to take some of your phone calls. How much would you pay Terry McLaurin in an extension, knowing that Courtland Sutton, similar age, similar production, got $23 million per year? More of your phone calls on the other side. Tej Seth is going to join us at 11, talk some analytics and how you would view Terry from an analytical perspective. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on this Tuesday, July 29th. Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as part of the latest MLB gambling probe. He becomes the second Guardians pitcher to be tied to the investigation, joining Luis Ortiz. According to the Akron Beacon, Clase will be out until at least August 31st. And not great news for Terry McLaurin. After Broncos wide receiver Courtland Sutton signed a four-year extension yesterday worth $92 million, about $23 million a year. He's the same age as Terry going into the season. And in 2024, McLaurin just had 15 more yards than Sutton and 5 touchdowns. Colts left tackle Bernard Raimann signs a 4-year, $100 million deal that keeps him in Indy through the 2030 season. Some more O-line news. Commanders announced that guard Nate Herbig has retired after 7 seasons in the NFL. Deion Sanders announced yesterday that he has beaten cancer. The Colorado head coach underwent a procedure to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor. Since the surgery, it has been reported that there have been no traces of cancer and that Deion will be coaching in 2025. The Nats, they win their third straight by a score of 2-1 over the Astros. Riley Adams with the lone home run of the ball game. They continue their series against Houston tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 7:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.